Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Toyota Brookhaven services all makes and models. That could be why we were voted best service department the past 2 years. Come see why. Exit 40 Brookhaven or online at toyotabrookhaven.com. Great service, great savings. At Toyota Brookhaven, we deliver.
You're listening to the Rebel Report podcast, where it's all Ole Miss all the time. Here's your host, Michael Borky.
What's up, everybody? Welcome in on this Thursday night. The Super Bowl Thursday, by the way. I don't know if you guys knew this. The Super Bowl is Sunday. And we have done very little Super Bowl talk on the radio show this week. I mean, very, very little. It's just kind of been an afterthought, which is an interesting thing. But anyway, you guys aren't here to talk about the Super Bowl. On that note, though, Sunday will not be live for obvious reasons. I'll do something after the basketball game on Saturday, possibly Sunday morning. I don't know if it'll be live. In fact, it's very unlikely to be live. However, you will get something on Sunday. It just won't be live because obviously the Super Bowl will be going on Sunday night. But welcome into this edition of the Rebel Report. My name is Michael Borky. I appreciate you guys being here. Talking about a couple of things. One, you got the preseason coaches poll in SEC baseball, and Ole Miss got absolutely no respect at all. And then basketball has a very interesting game coming up on Saturday night. I think it's really all about Ole Miss versus themselves on Saturday. So we'll talk about those things, get to your comments as well on this edition of the show. Don't forget, like, subscribe, leave a rating and a review, all that good stuff on the video. And also wherever you get your podcast, just search Rebel Report and subscribe and leave a rating and a review if you like what you hear. This edition of the show is presented by the Gregory Law Firm. DJ Gregory of the Gregory Law Firm. He's in Fulton, but he can take care of you anywhere in Mississippi. If you have been personally injured, don't waste another second. Wake up tomorrow. Call DJ Gregory at 662-397-9799. 662-397-9799. Don't delay another second. Call DJ the second you hear this ad. Pick up the phone, give them a call. And also, if you're a small business owner, if you need some legal advice or you're wanting to start a small business and you don't really know how to navigate that, give DJ a call. DJ Gregory, the Gregory Law Firm, presenting the Rebel Report. So the preseason baseball coaches poll came out and the predicted order of finish came out, and Ole Miss was all the way down second to last at 15 in the SEC. 15 out of 16, Missouri being the only one behind them. And there was a lot of mixed reaction. There was the one extreme, which was the, you know, got snubbed. People are sleeping on this team. Bookmark this so we can prove you wrong in May, that kind of stuff. And then there was the opposite of fire Mike Bianco right now. This program is a disaster, all that stuff. You had those two reactions and then everything in between those as well. A wide spectrum of reaction to this. I don't know how many, like by percentage, how many Ole Miss fans were actually quote unquote surprised or disrespected, if you will, by that preseason ranking. But we had a few of our radio listeners kind of say things like they couldn't believe it, or people don't know, yeah, that kind of stuff, and surprised almost at the preseason ranking. And my question to them that I posed on the show was, why? How could you possibly be surprised? They have been, over the last 2 years combined, the worst team in the SEC, record-wise, for sure. They have been the worst. And when you have two consecutive years of very bad baseball, you are not going to get undeserved respect. This is exactly where they should be ranked going into this season in the coaches' poll. This is somewhere, I don't know if I'd have put them 15, but I would have put them down very close to the bottom, because that is what they have earned over the last 24 months going into this season. They don't deserve the benefit of the doubt. They don't deserve any preseason ranking higher than that. I know it's harsh, but it's just reality. They have not been good enough. They have not shown you anything to make you think that they will be better. They haven't shown you that. However, that doesn't necessarily mean that this is where they're going to end up. In fact, I really like some of the pieces that they have. I think that they could end up being having one of the better starting rotations in the SEC. Not only do they have a new pitching coach, of course, and everything that comes with that, and the returns, it sound like people are very satisfied with how that's gone so far. But if Hunter Elliott is back to form, and you pair that with a couple of guys that have a lot of SEC experience and at times have been really good pitching in the SEC, Ole Miss's rotation has a chance to be quite good. Like, I like the pieces that they have there. I like what that can project out to be. There's a handful of position players that have a chance to be good. Luke Hill returning, I assume moving over to third base like everybody else does. Started last year on everybody's bad side, justifiably so, but ended up having a nice back half of the season and is a valuable piece returning. If Smithwick is better behind the plate receiving the baseball, you know, if he takes a step forward, if Unimark takes a step forward, if the outfield, which is all going to be portal guys, if they acclimate well, you can draw yourself a path to this team overachieving relative to these preseason expectations, for sure. I'm not going to sit here on February 6th and tell you that, go ahead and fire Mike now and get it out of the way because the season's already over before it even begins. I'm not going to be that guy because, again, there are some things to like about the potential of this team. But if potential, if there's more talk about potential as opposed to returning production, this is kind of what you're going to get. It's been a bad team over each of the last 2 years, and they lost a couple of good players to the portal. And so you get – this is what you get when you have that within your program. So I was surprised that there was any amount of people that were surprised by this. But it clearly demonstrates the pressure that Mike Bianco is under in 2025. They've got to win. They have got to win this season. And what I am fascinated by is, you know, this is probably not everybody's favorite conversation, but what the house settlement and revenue sharing does to something like baseball, where Ole Miss is going to – I mean, they sold a bajillion tickets again. They are a program that actually makes money on baseball, one of the very few in the country. And so as long as the bottom doesn't fall out, if they're improved, if they're not embarrassing – do you just kind of run it back because the program's making money and you've got bigger fish to fry when it comes to allocating financial resources, especially if basketball continues on this route? You know that you're going to have to give another raise, if nothing else, after this season, if it continues to go on this path. So that is something that I'm kind of curious about is, you know, if they are improved, but you know, maybe they just come up short of the tournament, or if they make a regional and they're 2-Q, people are going to be calling for a change, but financially, can they make that change happen? I know that's a weird thing to say when you get the news today that $52 million has been distributed to every school, but they're having to tighten the belt because of the house settlement. So a lot of pressure on Mike Bianco to win this season. And there's a lot of unknown about this team. I think the thing that you should be most encouraged by is the starting rotation. Really like those pieces there. But I am very much in wait-and-see mode when it comes to this team and its potential. I don't think it would be right to sit here and tell you guys that ranking is wrong and they're going to prove them wrong and this team's going to be great. I think that would be foolish. Although in this business, wait-and-see is not the best thing to say either. I'm going to wait and see. I'm not going to tell you they're going to be good because there's no reason to believe they're going to be good. And yet you also have a lot of reasons to believe that they're not going to be as bad as the coaches poll says that they're going to be. We'll have to see. The podcast is brought to you in part by Toyota of Brookhaven. Toyota of Brookhaven is off exit 40 in Brookhaven. You can also shop online, by the way. You don't have to be in Brookhaven. You don't have to be in Southwest Mississippi. If you want to shop at Toyota of Brookhaven, you probably should, and I'll tell you why in a second. ToyotaofBrookhaven.com is the website. Again, exit 40 in Brookhaven or ToyotaofBrookhaven.com. Here's why you want to shop with them. Well, a couple of reasons. One, that they're great people. They're not going to try to work one over on you. It'll be a pleasant, clean-feeling car buying experience. I know how stressful buying a car is. Trust me, I've done it. It is a very stressful thing to do. It won't be so at Toyota of Brookhaven. Use my name in person, $1,000 off any in-stock new Toyota. $1,000 on me if you use my name, or if you shop online, use code Rebel Report for $1,000 on me. If you're looking for a new truck, all in-stock Tundras, they have interest rates as low as 1.99%. They also have a service department. So if you're in Southwest Mississippi, you need your car serviced. That is where you get it done. Toyota of Brookhaven, they're open Monday through Friday, 7 to 7. So if you need your car serviced, that's where you go. Toyota of Brookhaven, great service, great savings at Toyota of Brookhaven. They deliver. Ole Miss in Baton Rouge on Saturday in basketball, and this is an LSU team that's reeling, really reeling. They've kind of fallen apart, even though, I mean, you guys saw them earlier. It's not exactly like they were on a high pedestal to fall far from anyway. But this game, to me, is all about Ole Miss versus itself. Because although it's an LSU team, they've got a nice little guard that can play. But it's an LSU team that is really not, I say they're not good at anything. They've got talent. They've got players that I'm waffling. The point is, this game to me is all about Ole Miss versus itself. The ticket prices for this game are extremely low. And even though the Super Bowl is down in New Orleans, and so maybe people are looking for something to do on Saturday night, I cannot imagine it's going to be a packed and lively or intimidating environment. It's a bad team. There will be, I assume, a lot of empty seats and opportunity for you guys to go if you'd like to go. If you live nearby, you should be able to get in for cheap. If Ole Miss starts this game with energy, they can really deliver like a knockout quit punch early and kind of cruise to a win. If they start this game, I'm not talking about the shot percentage making that they did on Tuesday, because that's just a very high clip and hard to replicate. But if they start the game with the energy, talked about Malik Dia on the radio show a little bit about how his first 4 minutes against Kentucky were massive in setting the tone in that game. Morrell was the star of the night, but I think Dia's first 4 minutes were so important. He had a difficult rebound, a couple of baskets, a big block, and just kind of opened the game up with energy, right? And so I think if Ole Miss is able to lock in and understand – you know, what's at stake here, then a first 4 to 5 minutes like they had on Tuesday in terms of energy, effort, defensive activity, so on and so forth, they could be facing a team that will kind of lay down for them. And so that's the key for Ole Miss to me is, I know it's kind of goofy, like just play hard, like great take, Michael. But seriously, I think if Ole Miss comes out locked in, if they're well-prepared and they're engaged from the jump, then, and this is a game that they should be able to control throughout. An engaged Ole Miss team is better than LSU on every single night. So, yes, it's on the road. It's not easy, not their place, whatever. Should be a pretty sleepy environment with a lot of empty seats. If they bring the energy, their opponent is probably getting close to quitting, and they can make them quit if you get a first 4 to 5 minutes like they had on Tuesday night. This podcast is brought to you in part by Advantage Business Systems. Check them out online at absms.com. Advantage Business Systems has you covered for all of your Mississippi office technology needs. Tell them I sent you. You'll get a complimentary office technology assessment. So you tell them what you need, what your budget is. They'll find a solution for you on me. That's Advantage Business Systems, absms.com. The podcast is also brought to you by Priority One Bank. They make you their priority every single day with their online banking platform. It's a one-stop shop. All you need is an internet connection, and you can do whatever it is that you need to do with your money, because Priority One Bank makes you their priority. I've got to go. This is going to be a very short edition of the show. I've got some stuff that I've got to take care of, so I've got to get going quickly. But you get the question, and this is going to be the theme all the time this season, unless they start winning. Is this Bianco's last year? If you asked me to bet on it, I would say yes. But I do think that although there has been some frustration at times, no doubt, these last 2 years have been awful. There's no doubt about that. Frankly, the regular season during the national championship year was not a particularly inspiring one either. He has shown you over 2.5 decades that he's a quality baseball coach that can put a team on the diamond that can win baseball games at a high level. I don't think he's forgotten how to coach. Are there concerns? Absolutely. Are you worried about just overall talent, frankly, 1 through 9? I think you should be. The rest of the SEC has started investing in baseball. You've got programs like Georgia that were really active in the portal. They're starting to invest from a university perspective or from an athletic department perspective. Tennessee's now become a monster. And it's more difficult now than it was 10 years ago to win in the SEC. But I think that counting out Mike Bianco is not the right thing to do either. I hate being like this, but I'm in wait and see mode. I will have to see how this team performs, if they can be better defensively, because they weren't good at that. Situational hitting was awful. I mean, they were bad at basically everything last year for the overwhelming majority of the season. Does Elliott coming back help a ton? Absolutely. Does a new pitching coach help a ton? A lot of people think that it will. I would bet on that being the case though right now. And why has the fall off been so fast? I mean, that's such a great question, because it happened to Mississippi State too, you know, and LSU was bad last year. And why is it that national champions are struggling after they win a national championship? I don't know. Frankly, it's probably a lot of things. They probably don't have as much money as a lot of teams in the SEC for NIL. I think that internally they could do a much better job at fundraising NIL, and that starts at the top. We talked about that at the end of last year when Fisher and Doyle left, and it's, you know, they could do a better job at being forward facing and fundraising from the top within baseball. Lane Kiffin can get away with it because he's the football coach and he's winning. Chris Beard had a grassroots effort to raise money when he first got to Ole Miss to pay the players. I mean, he did a lot of it himself, met with boosters and made it a point to engage with people from that perspective. I think baseball could do a better job. And so that's some of it as well. The rest of the SEC investing more. It's a lot of things. There's a lot of things. Who and where does Ole Miss play on Saturday? It's LSU, Baton Rouge, Saturday night. I wonder if the Super Bowl impacts that crowd a little bit. Like, if people have nothing, they're in town and they just want to go see a basketball game. I don't know. I mean, I know New Orleans is a big event city, and it's not like they'd be short on hotels, but if somebody didn't want to, you know, pay the $2,000 a night to get a hotel in New Orleans, maybe they stay in Baton Rouge. I don't know. I don't know. I can't imagine it will be packed and lively though, but this is the much easier of their two upcoming road games. I think South Carolina has been kind of a bear at home, and I don't think that they've quit quite yet. And I know that's weird to say considering they've lost all these games, but man, they had Florida and Auburn, for example, in their place on the ropes. This is one that I would expect them to get. And I think South Carolina kind of in the midweek might be more of a difficult task. But either way, I expect them to win on Saturday night. I really think that they will. And I love what they've started to do offensively, as we've talked about a couple of times now. They're really making it a point to attack the basket. Dre Davis, his confidence is building some. They're doing really good things. They're getting to the free throw line and getting kind of quote-unquote cheap points as a result. So I like what they've done there. But I told you guys I got to go. I wish this could be longer, but I've got some things that I've got to take care of right now. So I got to run. Thank you guys for tuning in. I appreciate you. We will do something after the game on Saturday to make up for missing on Sunday, but you guys are the best, and I will see you on Sunday to talk about the basketball game. See you then.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.